Hey there, guys. It's O'Day.
大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
We're gonna do another broadcast because we love you guys.
对对对对，这个 O'Day 经常强调，他非常喜欢大家给他的这个评论。So, do you have any questions to ask me?
Well, because I like to ask questions every day. No, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you like shopping?
Yes, of course. I love shopping.Every girl's love shopping.
What? Because you're a girl, that does not make sense. You're a girl, you like shopping.
So you like shopping too?
I don't mind it. I like
shopping.
But you
still don't like it.
Well,
we like it. We love it.
Okay. No, but come on. Shopping. I like shopping when there's a sale. You know what the sale is?
Of course. Discount.
Now we're getting to the Chinese part of Mumu. Like, she likes discounts and stuff like that. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.开玩笑So, do you know where there's a sale on cheese tea? Because
you don't know that, you make up things.
I make up things?
Because you don't know, you don't know something about cheese tea. How do you know that they're on sale?
We're trying to make a topic, but okay, no, we're just trying to, okay, we're making up stuff. Because I want to try cheese tea.
Because
you today have been drinking cheese tea in front of my face.And you've been spilling cheese tea?
I'm happened to buy one. I haven't drank for 2 weeks.
Oh, but you didn't buy for me, you know? It's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But no, okay.
那如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
Now let's talk about sales or discounts. Sales or discounts, how to say them?
在打折。
打折。
打折。
Yes. So a sale is when something is sold in a cheaper price. Like you have a telephone which is normally sold for 1,000 kuai. And then the next day it says
200.
There's a sale and they're going to discount you 200 kuai. So the phone now is like 800, so it's 200 cheaper. That's a sale.
We can say the phone is on sale.
Yeah, exactly. The phone is on sale.
The phone has some discounts.
Exactly. Now, there's a difference between the sales in America or the sales in the Western countries and the sales in China. A funny story is when I came here and I saw some shops and they said, like, I studied the word 打折. Yeah, and this word means, like, discount or sale in China.But it was like written in a very weird way for me. I'm sorry, but it was very weird because it was written 四五
四折
Yeah, 四折
五折
Exactly, it was written like that. And I thought it was like 5%, 4%. And then I thought like, what? Why are they having 5% sales? They should not have 5%. And then a friend told me that
五折
is like
50% off.
Exactly.Like, what the hell? Like, in China, oh, not in China, in America.
Just write it.
Or in Western countries, they write 60%, they write 80%, they write 70%. That's the difference. Like, don't go to a shop that says, 四折, and imagine it's like 4%. No, it's not like that. It's going to give you like, maybe 40% or 60%?
6% off.
So confusing.
所以就是在中国啊，我们经常看到这个我们商店的产品正在打四折 which means 60% off.就是打四折对吧、打四折
对
但是如果在国外的话呢它直接就会写 6% off 不会写打四折 so
exactly,
different
exactly
so you will feel confused when you say this right
I felt confused and I didn't know what to do with my life
get used to it now
well sure I hate math and I have to count and I don't like to do that so yeah
对他们都比较讨厌算数 don't like to count
I don't like to count I'm notvery good at mathematics. All right.
I have a question for you.
Sure. Wait, sure. That's a weird... Okay, sure, ask.
My question is, we know that in China, lots of people like to bargain.
Oh, yeah?
You definitely know that, right?
Of course.
My question is, what's the difference between bargain and haggle?
Bargain and haggle. Bargain and haggle. Let's see. Bargain...And haggle are actually quite
There's
the same.
There's no difference, right?
Yeah, they're quite the same.
都是表示砍价的意思。
Yeah, I think, but bargain is much more used. Bargain is used more than haggle.
对对对，就这两种方式我都听，听的比较多的就是 bargain. Use it quite often.
So, I'm sorry, but you're a Chinese, so you must be really good at bargaining, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, if I have a book, let's say if I have a book and I wanted to sell you this, how would you bargain with me? Like, let's say I'm gonna get you this book for 50 kuai.
50 RMB?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, I'll buy it right away if it were cheaper.
Uh-huh, and then...
Please.
No, okay. And then if I say no, I still insist on 50 kuai, what do you say?
And then I'll say, hey, don't try to rip me off. I know the price of the book.
Oh,
I know what this is worth.
She's good. That's why she likes shopping.
Please.
I imagine Mumu going to H&M where there's no bargaining there, and she's like, I'm going to get this off. I know what the real price is. You have to give it to me.
I definitely will not bargain in a...
Come on.
Yeah, okay. I will not.
All right, see, that's what I love about China. There are some places you can bargain, but in Western countries, it's a no-no, I think. Mm. Because, like, in Western countries, malls, streets, shops, all of that, they don't do bargaining. They only have fixed prices. And you might find some places like... Chinatowns are like flea markets or stuff, but everything is coming from China. And there you might find some bargaining. But that's in Western countries. Like, let's say in Arab countries, you can bargain, actually. And it's quite the same to Chinese, but your Chinese are really good at bargaining. I still don't know the talent of bargaining, the art of bargaining.
他说我们中国人特别有这个砍价的天赋，说在西方国家呢，基本上是不砍价的。
Now,
let's
move on to something else. Let's move on to something called deals. Like, I'm pretty sure you've heard buy one, get one free.
Yeah, I quite like this one.
Yeah, can you say buy one, get one free in Chinese?
买一送一.
Okay, that's it. You have deals. Deals are something like that companies or some shops do it to make the customers come in. Like, they might tell you, buy one, get three free. And then when you go in, they're like, oh, no, you can't buy this.
What things that you buy it and get another three free?
I don't know. Maybe their prices, they're going bankrupt soon and they want to sell out everything. But yeah, that's deals. Deals are like they cut deals on...some of their goods or items to clear storage, to maybe put new stuff in, stuff like that. That's when you go to buy stuff. All right, now let's move on to the last thing that we want to...
the exchange and refund one. So when we want to exchange the goods for another size or another color, we call that exchange.
Exactly.
Do that often? I'm so lazy. Once I buy it, I don't want to exchange it.
No, I have to do it. Like, sometimes in my country, I used to do it a lot because I didn't like to try new clothes in shops. So I had to go home and then try to come back and exchange it. But it was so time I found out.
对。
So now it's quite easy for me. I just go in the shop and just wear the clothes. And then if I don't like it, I just go. But what I do is sometimes I take a refund. Do you know what a refund is?
Refund?
Mm-hmm.
When we want to return the clothes or the good back, and we want the money back, we call it refund.
Yeah, exactly. I do that a lot. I have, because I go to some shops and there are like some faults on the clothes or something like that, and then I have to go back and actually tell them to give back my money because I didn't like the clothes or something like that. That's called a refund.
Especially we buy something in Taobao.
Exactly. Oh my god.
After they deliver, we found out totally different.
I have a rule. I'm never going to buy clothes ever from Taobao again.
Actually, there are you have to choose it. You have to spend time to choose them.
Well, I have to spend time, and the good things are really expensive. If you find something for 30 kuai, no, it's really, really bad. Don't buy it. I think all of you already know that. I don't know.
对，就是30块的短袖，这个我觉得质量还是有待考究的。
Alright guys, so today we talked to you about sales, we talked to you about a lot of stuff on how to buy, I guess. I hope you really like
it. So you can tell us if you like shopping or not.
Yes, please tell us if you like shopping. I know like half of the people are in the comments will be like, oh, we're girls, we like shopping. It's the same thing that Mumu said. But guys...
Because lots of our audience are girls.
Sure. Alright, but the other percentage of guys, can everyone just tell us, do you like shopping or not, or what's your idea of shopping For me, I hate shopping because when I go with my mother or one of my girlfriends, if I have a girlfriend.
Yes,
like a player. No, if I go with my girlfriend, if I have to carry the bags for her, that's not something good I have to do.
This is what the boyfriend's job.感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程，了解详情，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
Excuse you.
Okay, so much for today's podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna go kill Mumu now. See you guys later.
See you.
Yeah, and thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.